Hello, everybody. Welcome to All Talk, All Ashes, the podcast that, talks about everything Ashes of Creation related. I am Frenzy. You get to see me this time. I'm looking at you. Obviously, there's a lot to get into for this week's podcast. I have a lot that I kind of want to talk about, get into. Obviously, we had our first playtest over the weekend, which was really exciting. I have some other news to give forth to you. We're just going to dig into stuff. Obviously, we have the new format. I'll kind of dig into everything here. But again, if you're not familiar with the podcast or vodcast, if you will, my name is Frenzy. I am a lifelong MMO gamer, variety MMO gamer. I've played a lot of different MMOs. And the purpose of this podcast is to break down all things Ashes of Creation, talk about it, dig into it, offer feedback, all those wonderful things. And if you enjoy what we're doing, consider liking the video and subscribing on your podcast service of choice, as well as join the Discord. We'd love to have you in there. Chat it up. Some updates on the vodcast. You'll notice it's just me here. Sub is not here. Subjective, my brother, he decided to step away from the podcast for a bit. You know, I'm sure if you've listened to the recent podcast, you know, his cat passed away. So he's just had a lot going on, and he keeps busy with a lot of other things, too. So for now, it's just going to be me for a while, and hopefully that'll be okay. I don't know how that'll go. I do think I definitely miss having Sub here. I definitely miss kind of like having that like back and forth. Maybe I can see if I can bring on some guests. I don't know. Maybe that could be an interesting thing to kind of do, but we'll kind of for now just play it by ear. I'm kicking it solo for now. Hopefully that's going to be okay. we'll see. I do expect the podcast to probably be a little bit shorter, and not just today, even though it was the first playtest. But I'm recording this, and I've kind of got a little bit of a meeting that I have to be at here soon. So my back's against the wall, and I gotta, you know, get it done before then. But again, with just me, I expect the podcast to be shorter anyways. Again, there's going to be less conversation, less back and forth. So again, it's just going to be me rambling for, you know, maybe, you know, 20, 30 minutes. We'll see. So we're going to dig straight in. Obviously, there's a lot to get into. Again, we had the first playtest ever for Alpha 2. So that was really exciting. Obviously, we knew there was going to be issues. We talked about this last week. And it's every MMO launch, and this is a alpha, true alpha, as Steven has reminded us frequently. So, honestly, it didn't go that bad. I'm going to dig more into it. I wanted to start with some updates. This is kind of updates on now that we have Alpha 2, now that we have things going on. There's some ongoing server stability issues that Steven said there are some fixes coming into play. Some of them actually did come into play over the weekend. So some things did improve a little bit. I think they kind of fixed the queue issues. There were some queue issues where it was like you'd get stuck in like an infinite queue, basically. It said you were like in spot number one, but you really weren't. And so that's, I think, got resolved. I had a lot less issues with it after Friday and Saturday. Unfortunately, this comes with some additional update news as well. There was a major DDoS attack on Sunday, and that kind of limited and closed the playtest a little bit early as well. So that's unfortunate. Obviously, we don't like that because, I mean, it's just people just ruining other people's enjoyment, right? Which is unfortunate. Obviously, I'm not going to dig too much into it. I'm not knowledgeable enough to know all the details and about DDoSing and all that stuff. But so we had a little bit of shorter playtest. I wasn't really able to get in. I was able to get in a tiny bit on Sunday, and then the DDoSing happened. And so basically, I got to play a little bit on Friday, and there were some server issues that made it tough to play. And then Saturday, again, there was performance and things like that. So I got to play a bit. I played across several characters. There was kind of like this running idea that like if you made a new character, that it would make it easier to get in. I don't know if that was 100% the case or not, but I did find it easier to. We started off on one server, and then I transitioned to playing on another server, and because it was just easier for me to get in. So I think the max level I hit was maybe like 6 on a fighter, which was not something I was intending. I was planning to kind of play in solo bard, and me and Sub were only trying to play those characters together. Sometimes I could get in, he couldn't get in. And so, yeah, anyways, I didn't get a chance to play the game a ton, but I definitely got like a few hours into it, which was really, really cool. which I guess I can kind of dig into, like my first thoughts and my reactions. And honestly, I'm going to say that it was better than I was expecting. I went in with the idea, maybe my expectations were just really low, but I went in with the idea that I didn't know if I was going to get in at all, right? There might be a ton of server issues. There may be major issues in the game itself. So I was pleasantly surprised that I got to just experience the game for a bit, do some leveling. Obviously there was a lot of lag and things like that, 'cause there's a ton of people in kind of a small area, but I got to level. I did some commissions. I was able to like kind of check out like some elements of crafting. I made a video on how to get your horse, 'cause it can be a little bit confusing maybe. And so, yeah, it was playable. It was surprisingly playable, and honestly playing, and again knowing that it's an alpha and things are going to continue to improve, like the combat felt really good. Like the fighter was really fun. I didn't get a chance to play the bard as much as I'd wanted, and I may not, if I'm, I don't know if Sub's going to continue playing or not. Maybe he will, but it's definitely a support class, and so if I am going to be doing some solo playing, I'm sure I'll end up in some groups as I did over the weekend just randomly, which was awesome. I may find fighter to be a little bit more solo friendly, so that could be something that I look into. But yeah, I kind of mainly stayed in like the starter area, doing some basic quests. And there's the horse quest. Check out the video for that. That one's useful because again, it can be a little bit confusing to getting that starting mount. And yeah, basically mostly did the commissions, which were okay. I mean, they're just kind of like standard quests. Nothing crazy. Not really a lot of storyline to them. You're just kind of going around doing the missions, getting some XP for them. I don't know. I'll have to see how that goes. I don't know if that's the best way to level, but it was what I was kind of doing just to kind of get some experience, get out there. But the combats, like I said, felt pretty solid. Like the fighter felt really comfortable. They had some really fun abilities, like Whirlwind was like a blast to use. Spin to win. But yeah, so that was a good time. We also spent a good bit of time kind of exploring the nodes as well. So we were kind of running around the nodes, getting a feel for like that, what that's like. And it was a good time. Honestly, we got to do some exploration. We ventured off into the tropics up north, which again are not really complete, but did get to see a little bit of them, which was pretty fun. And we also, I didn't make it to the Sand Squall Desert, but we just kind of ran around the node. Some of the areas are just beautiful, like Citadel, I think it's the Citadel of the Steel Bloom, like looks so cool. It looks, and like you can see so far off into the distance of the game. It is so cool to kind of see that and be able to see things off in the distance. Yeah, it was a blast, and we were trying to see if we could get to the nodes and like see them level up. Fun fact, we found out if you're there when it levels up, it actually just, you hit a loading screen and it kind of kicks you back. I don't know if it's to your Ember Spring, I think it's called, which is kind of like your grave site, where you go back and you die. You can kind of like mark that's where you want to respawn. I don't know if we had our set back to the starting town of Lionhold, so, or if it just kicks you out to the nearest place. And so you don't really get to see it, which is not a big deal, but we just kind of wanted to see it. So I think we got to see the village, right, of the node. Right, seeing kind of the max level that we can get currently in phase one, which was pretty cool. It's a decent size. It is like a little village. And then we got to see, I think it was the encampment, which was kind of like a bunch of tents. And so it was cool to kind of see that grow. And yeah, it was really fun to get to explore and see the world and see the nodes. And the Riverlands is pretty big. Like we spent a good bit of time running around. So it is not a small area, even though it's just kind of one area. But it definitely takes some time to kind of run around different things like that. Some other things kind of based off of playing it. Leveling is scary as hell, right? Because there is a pretty big, and I think maybe there's some room for adjustment here. Maybe this could be some feedback. But like sometimes if a mob is like a couple of levels above you, depending on what class you are, of course, too, it can be really challenging. Like you might die, or depending on the type of mom, or you might just like live with like an inch of health, right? So leveling is scary. Wolves are brutal. Like they will absolutely destroy you if you're not careful, especially if they're a higher level than you, or you end up pulling too many of them. And I like that. Like, I love, you know, I come from a background of playing a lot of D&D, and one of like D&D's fundamental kind of core tenets for like a standard campaign or world is, you know, that the world outside of, you know, these towns and these, you know, areas, villages, whatever they may be, the world outside is scary, right? You should feel danger going outside. And it's kind of the same feeling that I have when I play Tarkov, right? Anytime that I load into a match, it's scary, right? There's that tension that's kind of constantly ongoing because, you know, there's a lot of things out there that can kill you. So you got to be careful. You got to be smart. You got to be strategic. All right, maybe I take this path. Okay, maybe I pull this mob and then I'm going to run. You know, so like there's a lot of different strategy that comes in. I really like that. It's not a feeling that I've had like in an MMO in a very long time. Modern WoW, I think, is very like you can just coast through the world. You know, like they're very careful to like I had mobs when I was kind of running on the road where you expect, oh, maybe that's safe. And a lot of times it is. But I got ganked by a wolf when I was kind of running and exploring around. He kind of came out of the road and killed me, and there were some other mobs. And so like that's fun to me. Like I said, I think there's probably a little bit of room for tweaking. So it's not maybe you know, just maybe within a few levels, right? You can kind of have like a window. But I like that. I think I like games that are challenging. I don't want a game where I can just run through the world without a care in the world, without thinking. I want to have to be strategic. I want to be smart. I want to encourage people to group up, right? So that way there's safety in numbers, right? And so that's something to really kind of like think about and something that I liked. I like that it's scary to be out there. You really have to be cognizant of what you're doing and what you're thinking about and where am I? Like, and of course, that's not even factoring in potential like PvP down the road too. There's all different types of things that are going to make this kind of a scary world, and death is punishing, right? There's an XP debt that's pretty significant and pretty punishing. And I'm sure that's something that's going to get tweaked based on feedback and based on what people think. But it's scary out there, man. Be careful when you're out there in the Riverlands and Vera. Be careful. Be smart. Don't die. It hurts. But that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. I really love just kind of like the old school feeling of the game. You know, modern MMOs, I think, have taken more on this feeling of, you know, everybody has healing and everybody can do some healing and everybody's a DPS and everybody, you know, like, so, which is fine. Like, I think that's cool too, but I love that old school feeling. Like, hey, if I'm a cleric, I'm healing, right? That's my primary function, of course, or, you know, as well as like buffing, debuffing, right? All these other different functions that you'd kind of expect from a support class. And that's cool. Like, I like that. I like there being like having like a nuanced kind of defined class or archetype in this case, but like a defined role, I should say. Definitely. I think that's fun to me, right? That to me, that's a lot more interesting than every class kind of being this like homogenized, like same feel to them. Like, obviously, yeah, you've got more damage dealing from like, you know, DPS type classes, like in a standard MMO. And yeah, the healer is obviously going to be doing more of the healing, but like, you know, it just, I don't know. It's hard to put into words, but just kind of like this feeling that like everyone kind of has a purpose. Everyone has a focus. Everyone kind of has a role, and like healing matters. I want to point that out too. But healing is really significant. There is downtime in this game between, you know, fights, right? If you lose half your health, like, and you sit down, you're still going to be waiting a decent amount of time. And that's probably going to come to, again, maybe this is something they tweak too, but I like that. I think that's really cool to have like downtime. One, because it just gives you a little break between constantly pulling mobs, but also it does a few things. It really, again, makes leveling feel important. It makes combat feel important. Like when, oh, I just got into a really good fight and lost a good chunk of health, so I need to like take some time. And I also think it's going to kind of boost up and really, I think of the right wording here, like it'll really kind of accentuate like the support classes as well as crafting, because support classes in this game are so important. Like I didn't play one. I guess I played a bard for a little bit, but which, you know, was significant. Just even that little bit of healing you get from a bard, as well as like mana regen you can get from a bard. Again, another thing that you have to spend, you know, downtime dealing with. And it's they're so important, right? They're so vital, which I think is great because it's going to make people A, want to play them, and B, they're going to be in high demand, because typically in a lot of games, sometimes support classes, you know, especially MMOs, sometimes they would be, I feel like, underplayed compared to, you know, DPS usually is the most popular, tank obviously as well. And so I think like games like Overwatch maybe have changed that a little bit, because support usually are pretty popular in that game. But obviously two different types of games, MMORPG versus FPS. And yeah, I think it's really cool. So there's going to be a lot of value in being a healer. Like, I suspect you're going to find groups like crazy if you're a cleric and you're a bard, because they're going to significantly reduce your downtime, which is awesome, right? That feels really cool. It makes being in a group significantly more beneficial, which I think is part of the core tenet of the game. Like, there's going to be opportunity to solo. I was playing some solo stuff. I was leveling a little bit solo, and I didn't mind like downtime, but it's really going to make those support classes, bard and cleric, feel really important, really useful, really essential to the game itself, which is awesome. Like, that's what I want. I love that feeling of, again, everyone kind of has roles, and because by having like these different roles, it makes each role that much more important. When you have a harder time without them, right? And I can't, like, I never had a cleric or a bard. I was a bard for a little bit in my group, but like just those random times, like when you were low on health and you're like, all right, I'm gonna sit down here for a bit. And then a cleric, random cleric would just run by and be like, boom, 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 healing. And you're like, oh, so amazing. I love this. I love you. You know, and usually I never got even a chance to like thank them because they would just keep running by. And like, that's awesome. That feels so good. And it feels like an old school thing. Like, you know, WoW Classic, you'd run by and like people were giving you buffs and like things like that. And so I should say vanilla WoW, maybe not WoW Classic, or maybe both. But it's really cool. And I also think it's going to make crafting really important too, which is something I mentioned a little bit earlier too. But I think crafting is going to be even more valuable because, again, when we're talking about like things like cooking, right? And it's hard to gauge yet because I think crafting is obviously not fully implemented. I think it's a little bit challenging, especially cooking, because there's some certain ingredients and requirements that I think are probably more difficult to get right now. But yeah, it's like when we have more of like a fully functioning thing, it'll be even more valuable, right? Because, you know, if I take up cooking, right, and like I get it really high, not only do I get buffs from it, which you can at the moment, which is really cool, I love that too, but you can also, again, it's going to make your healing process a lot quicker, right, which is going to matter. It's going to be a thing that really, you know, reducing that downtime is going to matter in a lot of different ways, for PvP, so you can get back into the action quicker, for, you know, leveling up your character, for, you know, whatever it is you're trying to do, like anything that involves losing health or mana potentially, like it's going to make that much more of a difference for people that invest time. And when I played Star Wars Galaxies, like I loved the fact that cooking was so valuable because the buffs you would get from them were amazing. And I didn't really have a chance to get into the cooking and the crafting and stuff like that. Like I said, I think it might be a little hard to get into. And there were some issues with like certain crafting, apparently there's a big issue finding copper, which is kind of like what you need early on for a lot of crafting. And I'll get a little bit into that later. But I think especially once everything's kind of like fleshed out and things are a little bit easier to find, it's going to really make crafting just that much more useful, truly. And I can't wait to get my hands on, like, you know, it may change, like maybe I'm going to be like a chef, like a cook, like in the game of crafting, who knows. But I do love that. I think it's going to add a lot of value, and I think that all comes from that downtime, right? Like making your health matter. It also means like when you're fighting, like, all right, how do I mitigate as much damage as possible, right? Maybe it's less pulls, you know, less mobs that I'm pulling. Maybe it's finding a really good combination of abilities that, you know, mitigates taking too much damage, right? So there's a lot of strategic element to that too. And I just think all of it kind of combined together is going to really make this interesting experience. That was kind of what I had a chance to do and just some initial thoughts. Obviously, I think it's only going to get better from here. You know, it's usually they seem so genuinely interested in feedback and what people think. And I think that's such a good thing. And maybe that's something they've learned over time. But I mean, again, looking at a game like Diablo 4, which I think has been fundamentally founded upon the idea of good user feedback, that has made the game so much better than it was at launch. And so I think if they kind of keep that mentality and they keep growing and building and like get more stability, then everything is going to get better from here on out. So I'm really excited to see next week. I can't wait to get into next weekend's test and just really hopefully get a chance to like sit down with the game. And hopefully if, you know, server connections are good and everything, there's less lag, you know, things like that. You know, queue times aren't as much of an issue. Then I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a game that I can't wait to kind of get into and hop into every weekend. But yeah, again, overall playtest much better than I thought it would go. Didn't know if I was going to get in at all. So I was very pleasantly surprised to kind of, you know, get in the game and get to play a little bit and at least get it, you know, my hands on it and kind of experience some of the things that I've been chatting about and getting a feel for like this game to me feels like it has its own identity. I think that's so important. It doesn't just feel like, you know, the run of MMOs, you know, more recently I felt like have been like, ah, it's like World of Warcraft clones, which is fine. World of Warcraft does a lot of great things. But this game feels like its own game, and it's not even like this is like the most very basic version of it, right? That we've yet to experience. And so as they continue to add more content, as they continue to add more things to the game, I think it's only going to continue to improve and kind of take on that identity. And so I hope it never loses that, because I know there probably will be some people that look at it and like, ah, the game's too hard, it's too difficult. And I definitely think some things need to be tweaked, right, for convenience sake and just for ease of use and accessibility and all those different things. But I hope it never loses that challenge, because it gives it that old school feel that really, I think, heightens so many other things, you know, crafting, leveling, support classes, healing classes, right? All these different things I think it elevates by having it be more challenging. And yeah, that's probably going to turn off some people, because some people just want to, you know, they want a more casual experience. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think we already have that in World of Warcraft as being like that true casual experience. It, you know, obviously it has some harder elements with like Mythic Plus and whatnot. But yeah, man, I can't wait. I can't wait to get in next weekend. I really hope it goes well and that we get a chance to go in. I'm going to transition on to what I'm calling feedback time. So we want to give good constructive feedback here. That's my goal, at least, right? Just coming in saying, you know, I know there's going to be people that are negativity sells, especially in content creation. And listen, there's things that people can certainly be negative about, and I understand that. But, you know, just saying like, ah, this sucks. Like, you know, this was like a terrible weekend, like blah, 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 like, it doesn't really solve anything, right? It's not going to help them make the game better. And if, you know, you're not okay with like that alpha experience, true alpha experience, then just wait, right? That's okay too. Don't give them your money. Let them earn your money. That's okay too. Like, I feel very strongly about that. Like, right now, playing and getting a key in alpha is, it's an investment, right? It is truly an investment, right? You were trying to support the game long term so that it can continue on, and you don't have to do that if you don't want to. Like, if, and I told him, and I've been burned many times, and so I get it, but for me, right, I think it's worthwhile. I also won a contest to get into alpha 2, so maybe my feelings are a little bit different than people that spent, you know, potentially $200 on a alpha pack back in the day, right? And that's fine. I think that's totally fair. People can definitely voice their opinions and what they think and feel, but I'm going to try to stay constructive, because I think that's ultimately what's going to make the game better long term, right? So on that note, feedback time. So kind of starting off with anything that can use just improvements, right? That's how I've always looked. I've always felt feedback is monumentally important. And it's all about improvement, right? It's not that this is, this is terrible, or I hate this. It's just, hey, how can we get better, right? That's the goal. And I think really for me, it's clarity on crafting, I think, would be really valuable. And something that I would like to see a little bit more of in the game, because it was a little it was a little hard to find, like, where do I, because you had to like promote yourself, I think, in crafting, like, oh, I'm getting my certification, I'm like getting to like the basic level to be able to mine, right? You can't mine until you have that. Personally, I wouldn't mind if you could do that from the start, maybe. so you don't have to like find out these crafters, which are kind of east of Lionhold, and they have like different icons, so it's a little bit weird. So I would like to see maybe like just like, hey, you start off with the ability to mine and, you know, do lumber and, you know, cut down trees, and just everyone can do like that first basic maybe tier of like crafting, and from there you just kind of build, right? And you know, you can decide if you want to take, if you want to like hit the next level, right? Which obviously we know, like in the end, I think you're only going to be able to do two kind of like grandmaster, you know, professions and things like that. And so it would be really cool to maybe, you know, just be able to kind of like have that initial level, and then you have to level it up if you want to go higher. I forgot all the specific levels. So that was just kind of my one feedback, and maybe just making it a little bit easier to like, hey, where do I have to go to? If they want to continue, like, hey, where do I go to promote my crafting level or my mining, so I can go out there and mine some basic things, and just making that a little bit clearer, I think would be cool. And I know crafting is very rudimentary, kind of basic right now. So again, this probably is all stuff that's going to be coming eventually anyways. something that I really liked, again, feedback, obviously not just, hey, like this is, you know, something I like to be better. But I think, you know, it's also good to like, hey, this is really cool, I'd like to see more of this. And that's again, the downtime between fighting I thought was really amazing. Again, I went into it pretty heavily, but I, again, that downtime and that challenge, I hope that we get to keep seeing that, because I think that was really cool, and again made this feel like a really unique experience. And again, also just that old school feel to the MMO, again, less hand holding. Again, it's good to have some hand holding, right, get people to where they need to be and all that stuff, but it also just like, I also just kind of love the fact that more opportunity for social interaction. Like I've had more social interaction in this game than when I played Dragonflight for like a few weeks, truly, right? Because, you know, if I wanted to group up, I had to like seek people out, and like, you know, it's just, it felt really good. I couldn't even imagine like two like dungeons and guilds, like we haven't gotten into that at all. So I'm really excited to kind of see how that all works out and how everything goes. But yeah, we're going to wrap things up here. Again, a little bit shorter of a podcast. There probably will be if it's just me. Upcoming additional content. Again, obviously, next week, I'm thinking maybe doing something like impressions of like the starting experience. Hopefully when I can kind of get a feel and get in there and all that different type of stuff. Again, look forward to maybe some more videos. Don't know how much I'll be able to get out, but again, I think the little horse guide was kind of fun to make and pretty cool. So yeah, we'll see. We'll wrap things up here. Again, if you enjoyed it, like on YouTube, subscribe. We would love to have you aboard. Your podcast service of choice, of course, and leave us a review, and we will see you next time.